Welcome to Widdish Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood. Not in the KFUO studios today, but calling in live from the LCMS National Disaster Response Conference in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning. How are things in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in Fort Wayne, and the colors are changing. And, of course, the seminary campus is a gorgeous campus. So great to be here. And have a really good conference in process. The annual LCMS Disaster Response Conference. So,
who attends a national disaster response conference, and what topics are being addressed?
Well, the conference is sponsored by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we have our national disaster response team headed by Pastor Ross Johnson and Pastor Michael Meyer. And Aaron Nielsen works with them, so they're out of the Office of National Mission, so they invite people from all over the country who are district coordinators for disaster response, volunteers, people who are on these LERT teams. LERT stands for Lutheran Early Response Team. So there's districts who train these teams up to be ready. When disaster strikes, because we don't actually schedule disasters. We don't get much forewarning unless you're like from Florida, like me, where you get like 6 weeks warning of an impending disaster that most of the time hits somewhere else. I'm talking about the hurricanes. If you ever lived in Florida, that there's a lot of hype. But most natural disasters are not like hurricanes where you get predictions of when it's going to hit. It just happens. So Lutheran Early Response Teams are alert. They're getting people ready before the need. So that's really a great program. So we have alert team members here. And agencies like Lutheran Church Charities are here to share what they do and how they can help support teams, congregations, districts to be ready. In the event of disaster, to bring aid, comfort, mercy, and, of course, the good news of Jesus.
So what are you doing at the Disaster Response Conference other than perhaps receiving counsel about working with me for so long?
Well, I was going to say, if it's disaster, it probably has my name on it. So here I am. No, one of the areas of that separates us from, say, the Red Cross or, United Nations when they go into an international event or FEMA when they come into a national disaster area is, we not only provide the physical comfort and relief that people need in the context of a disaster, we bring a greater comfort, the comfort of God's Word. And sometimes it's the not just the greater comfort that people are in need of. It's the only comfort that we can bring to people who have lost all of their earthly possessions, displaced from their homes, maybe even grieving the loss of friends or family members. These other agencies provide a lot of physical assistance. There aren't too many groups that are well-equipped to come in and provide the spiritual care that we can bring into that context. So I'm here to talk about ways that we can be witnesses of Jesus Christ in the wake of disaster and how God uses that as opportunities for us to share the good news of Jesus with people.
And so how do we do that? How do we share that good news of Jesus in the wake of a disaster? What are some of the things you're sharing?
Well, come back at 11 o'clock Eastern time. I'll be presenting on that. Or I can give you a brief recap right now.
That would be helpful.
Okay, good. Well, not surprisingly, I would say use Lassie as a way of bearing witness of Jesus in the context of a disaster. So, starting with the understanding that everybody that's been affected by a disaster has great needs. I mean, there's a need for clothing, there's a need for housing, there's a need for replacing those things that are essentials in life. There's all sorts of need. But the reality is everybody had needs before the disaster. And sometimes we forget that. that people's lives are broken even before a disaster strikes that brings outside aid and assistance. And we can sometimes be distracted by the immediate apparent need and never get to addressing that pre-existing greater need that people have. So I think the first thing we want to do is keep that perspective, recognizing that this person had needs, the need for Jesus, before the disaster, and that the disaster now is an opportunity for us to be witnesses of Jesus and to do that with intention. And that's part of what I'm going to be talking about is that, keep in mind, God has brought you into this circumstance, into this context, because it's an opening for you to be a witness of Jesus, not just a provider of physical comfort, but a provider of spiritual comfort, not just to bring temporal mercy, but to bring an eternal mercy into this equation.
So recognizing that, first of all, that where you are is where God has given you to be for the time.
Right. And that somebody who would never, possibly never have been interested in anything you had to say before this disaster, now faced with the loss of so much, is now open to listening to you. So you want to take that opportunity to share the good news of Jesus. But you want to do it in a way that is done with gentleness and respect, as we're here in 1 Peter 3, to speak with gentleness and respect. And that's what the Lassie approach does. It gives us that opportunity to not only share the good news of Jesus, to provide an explanation or a defense of the hope that's within us, but to do it in a way that's sensitive to the person and their context and the situation, and not come across as over sort of abusing them or taking advantage of them. So you wouldn't want to say like, oh, we have all this food over here, we know you're hungry, but so if you listen to us, we'll feed you. or we have shelter over here and we were happy to give you shelter. So if you attend this worship service and listen to our pastor preach, we'll give you a bed for the night. It's never anything like that. But instead, it's as we're providing this mercy work, as we're providing for their physical needs, we're tuned to the opportunity we have to also provide for their spiritual needs. So Lassie is an approach to doing just that.
So just recognizing what are those needs and being a faithful good neighbor and seeing how can we serve those needs as an opportunity to also have that conversation, start a conversation.
Start a conversation. We start, of course, by listening. All right. So listen to what the person is saying. Obviously, in the wake of a disaster, they're going to be wanting to talk about what that disaster is, how it has affected them. They're going to talk about loss. They're going to share. I mean, people will share things in a disaster that they might be very reserved about in normal everyday life. So listening is so important, just to hear out where their concerns are, what they're dealing with, and then to ask questions. We got listen and ask, asking questions that will help go a little bit deeper than, okay, what's the immediate concern? What's the story in the context in the disaster? We want to ask questions that help to learn the person's story that goes further back. What's their story before the disaster? Where were they in life? What were they thinking about? How did the disaster impact them? Because maybe their life was going really well, and now in the face of disaster, they've lost all the good stuff. Maybe before the disaster, things weren't so well. And the disaster has just compounded that. Oddly, sometimes a disaster is bringing relief to a person that they might not have otherwise received. And so the disaster, they're already seeing the disaster as some kind of blessing to them. And so we're listening and we're asking to understand the person's full story, because people who are being affected by disaster are people. they had lives before the disaster. They have lives that will continue after the disaster. So listening and asking will help us understand the full story of a person as we encounter them in the context of a disaster.
We have just about 5 minutes left, Pastor. What are some things that we might be tempted to do or say that really wouldn't be helpful?
All right, so now we're getting into the seek and share part of Lassie. The point of connections become pretty obvious in the context of disaster. So we have that immediate point of connection. We're bringing aid and they're receiving aid. I would say continue to look for other points of connection, remembering the person's whole story, their whole life, and how, they're real people. And they may find other points of connection like family or their occupation or their interests or their hobbies or something like that. When we get to sharing, we don't want to share platitudes. We don't say, well, everything's going to work out fine or it's not that bad or, tomorrow's a better day, all those kind of things that we that we might share if we're people who are of the world and don't have any genuine hope. We want to share what is really genuine hope. And, of course, that's always going to be found in God's Word. So the way I like to sum this up is the mercy work we're doing is sharing Christ's love by showing it. Witnessing shares Christ's love by proclaiming it. So we want to actually make sure we're speaking God's word to people when we have that opportunity in the context of the disaster, confident that the Holy Spirit works faith when and where he wills and those who hear his word. So we have the opportunity to show Christ's love and also the opportunity to speak of Christ's love. So we learn the other person's story. Now you want to help them understand how Jesus' story connects with their story right here in the midst of their disaster. And there's plenty of stories in the Bible that show how God has entered into the disaster of this world. In fact, isn't that Jesus' story? To come and meet us in our brokenness, to meet us in our great need, to meet us in our pain and suffering, and to share in it with us. And so what a beautiful opportunity to connect people to Jesus as we understand their story in context and able to bring his story into it.
What if someone is particularly feeling some guilt? Maybe they did something that contributed to the situation or they did something that didn't help, at least. What if they're feeling some guilt in that?
Right, and maybe they didn't even do anything, but they just feel guilty anyway.
Sure.
Maybe they're just looking around and saying, well, yeah, I've been hurt, but, my neighbors are worse off than me. The survivor's guilt kind of thing. There's all sorts of opportunities for guilt. And that's where, again, Jesus' story is the story that speaks to them, where he can bring that one thing that no one else can bring, forgiveness and release. And so that's why we're there in the midst of the disaster, not just to show the love of Jesus in ways that people may not understand that the mercy we're showing them is from the love of Jesus. I mean, other organizations that are showing care and compassion and mercy, and they're not doing it in the love of Jesus. They're doing it for other reasons. So we want to always get to sharing why we're doing this and what that means to a person, how it impacts them, and especially how it brings them the freedom from that guilt that you were asking about.
Well, just about a minute and a half here, Pastor. Anything else that you think would be helpful for us to consider as we're thinking about how we can be faithful witnesses in the wake of a disaster?
Sure. Remember the invite and encourage of Lassie, inviting people. You're going to be pretty limited in what you can invite them to personally. So as always, we're always trying to connect them to a local congregation where we can keep them connected to this message of hope and salvation that we share with them. And encouragement. I mean, there's such a great need for encouragement as people are facing the realities of the disaster. There's a lot more, of course, and I would just encourage people to check in with the LCMS Office of National Mission Disaster Response and learn about LIRT training, learn about the resources that are available. They have some fantastic resources to aid people in disaster and to bring the good news of Jesus to people who are suffering. And many of the resources are available at no cost to our congregation.
Absolutely. Some great resources that that help us understand how we can show mercy and bring that good news of Jesus to those in the wake of a disaster. Well, thanks, Pastor Wood. Always great to chat with you here on Witness Wednesday. Where are you off to next?
Where am I off to? I don't even remember.
Well, blessings on your presentation coming up in just a little bit here at the LCMS Disaster Response Conference. Thanks for checking in with us this morning.
All right. Well, peace be with you.
And also with you. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time. You're on Worldwide KFUO.